Today is a good day for Hector Barajas. He's becoming a U.S. citizen, but the path has been a long and rocky one. He was born in Mexico, and his parents brought him to the U.S. illegally when he was young. Barajas eventually got a green card. He enlisted in the Army in 1995 and was honorably discharged in 2001. But then things took a bad turn. In 2002, he pleaded guilty to shooting at an occupied vehicle. He served 3 years in prison and then was deported. Since then, he's been trying to help other vets who are in his shoes. In Mexico, he founded the Deported Veterans Support House in Tijuana. And last year, California Governor Jerry Brown gave him a pardon. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with Hector Barajas on Skype from Tijuana as the veteran was preparing to return to the U.S. to become a citizen.
For me, it's very important. I'm very happy that I'm able to return to my daughter. So, you know, I'll see my parents when I need to without having to worry about, you know, if I can't be there for emergencies and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, you could have, I'm sure you know this and have spent a lot of time thinking about this, taking care of the situation before it became a problem. People who serve in the military but are not citizens can apply for citizenship. Why didn't you do that at the time when you were younger, before you got into trouble?
So basically two things happened. I was under the impression that I was a citizen for a certain time. Finally, I'm not a citizen, so I did start the application process, but I didn't follow through on it. So just a lack of responsibility for my part as well.
You were young.
I was young. And then the other one is also the military didn't really direct me and educate me on what needed to be done. I think they should have also at one point counseled me on citizenship and what the process was.
So I guess what you're saying is that it was a little unclear to you that even though you had a green card, you could lose it and you could be deported if you committed a serious crime, which is what happened. You pled guilty to an assault charge for firing a gun in a car. Can you tell us more about what happened?
Yeah, basically, I went to prison for 3 years. I paid my debt to society. I was involved in an incident that where somebody could have been hurt. And, you know, I paid dearly for it. I got deported as well. I'm not very proud of that situation, but that was almost 15 years ago. So, you know, I believe I redeemed myself, you know, in regards to that. You know, and you know, people are always going to point it out. They might say, oh, well, you're still a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, it's to each their own, you know, as far as that opinion.
Well, it is tricky territory, Hector, because there will be people listening to this interview who are thinking you fired a gun into a car. Those were the consequences, and these are the policies in place, and that's what happens. You can get deported.
My response to that is that those are the consequences. That's why I was deported, and right now the only reason I'm going back home is because of the pardon. I was pardoned for that specific crime, and I meet the criteria for citizenship.
How did you feel when you were deported and you knew that you had this record of military service? Was that dispiriting to you?
I thought that, okay, well, I'm a vet, they're gonna give me a not for second opportunity. I thought that maybe at some point, you know, I thought I was the only person going through this, and you know, that they would stop the deportation. But then I found out I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that there's people deported, guys that had served in combat, guys that have been drafted, you know, all kind of different people, you know. So it's like, wow.
The guys who you met and worked with in Mexico, what did they tell you they needed when they came to you?
A lot of the guys, we've been struggling with getting VA benefits, access to directly to the VA. We actually have a guy right now that is en route to San Diego, and the VA actually said that they wouldn't make a letter to accept him into a hospital. So they basically had to find a civilian hospital to accept him right now, and he's pretty much, you know, he's on life support.
So even if you've been deported, you still have full military benefits.
If you're service connected, yes. If you're not service connected, you're not entitled to certain benefits.
You've got another big transition coming up now. You're headed back to the United States. You're going to cross that line in San Ysidro. How are you feeling about that?
I'm very excited that I'm able to finally return back home. And that, you know, I can start my life all over again, be able to reconnect with my daughter and do more from over there than, you know, we've been able to do amazing work from down in Tijuana by getting the guys their VA benefits, helping and getting guys their pardons. And I think I can do a lot more by advocating for these guys on the other side.
Hector Barajas is a veteran who was deported after serving a prison term. He's been pardoned by California Governor Jerry Brown and is now becoming a citizen. Hector, thanks for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.